Yeah. Oh. It's time to feel good, man. Yes, the Rap Fest.
Rap Fest Radio.
My brother Bert, hey, brother E, Sister Alice, look. This is that good flow, man. This for you, brother. I'm bringing something that y'all can feel. Listen. This is that boom back, this is that school's back, this is that cold flow, bringing that cool back. You asking who's he, I'm asking who's that. This is Rap Fest with a truth set. But you asking if I wrote it down, nah man, I know how you feel, trust me, this is God's plan. But I come through, holding it down, you can walk through, just call me an open house. Open the rooms and watch you drive through, play it slow. This is how I do, drive through, I pay the toll. Come through, we ain't gon' stop, I'm staying sold. But this time I rap so I can save a soul.
So I can save a soul, that's what I'm feeling. Add them all up till we see about a million. Jesus Christ, that be my cause. Bert, where is the hammer? Cause we breaking down walls. Yeah, hey yo, we breaking these traditions. Looking at my visions, you can see he ain't fictitious. You got crack, we got bread up in the kitchen. You got a boss, I got a God that is risen. Yeah, I don't hesitate to take a stand. You wanna be on TV to just make a band? Me, I wanna be with the Messiah. Wherever the enemy's at, we take it higher.
High up to the ozone, I need the spirit of God for when the stones throw. Your brother Bert, your brother E, come on, let's go. Yo, DJ Newman, come in, scratch some mo. Scratch some mo. If you wanna rap too, all you gotta do is Gmail or answer you. But if you're wacky, might step and diss you. Nah, I'm just joking, Bert, cause he joked too.
Hey, yo, Jay, don't go there. You know Bert, Borja Chica, and brother E been rocking for long years. Rap Fest Radio, yeah, it's all love. Ask him where it comes, they'll say from up above. Log on Monday night, cause it's free to enter. Just tell Bert, Borja Chica, that new life center. Hopefully, you'll get us some more plays. But you know what the mission is, that everybody gets saved.
You're listening to Rap Fest Radio.
I'm going to sing today.
Bert, Borja Chica, Sister Alice, woo. DJ Newman.
What's up, y'all?
E, 24/7 hip hop and R&B. Log on right now. I said log on right now to the chat room.
Alright, alright, we are here on a Friday night, alright. What's up everybody? Your boy Bert Borja Chica here at Rap Fest Radio. Thanking God for another day, another great week we've had of ministry, and just I hope everybody's had great fellowship at their church. Getting the word and fellowship, word and fellowship, that's all we need, man. Jesus, word, fellowship. Naturally, you've got to work a job and pay your bills and all of that as well, but we're excited. We're here, like you said, at Rap Fest Radio. Today's Friday, October 23rd, and we have some interviews again. You know, we're back on an interview tip. We're going to be interviewing Frontline Movement. Those are three MCs, Jay Legacy, Metaphor, and Sean Israel. Y'all probably heard the interview with Sean Israel a few weeks back, but he's part of this movement as well. So we're going to be speaking to them. And later on from California, we're going to be speaking to Lil Lala. That's right, Lil Lala. She hasn't been interviewed for 2 years since. We'll talk about that. But she said it's been a while since she's been interviewed, and she's been doing a lot of stuff. I was reading through her bio, and she is busy. So we're excited. We had a great show on Monday in memory of or dedication to in honor of. It was called Enoch's Musical Legacy, Remembering Enoch. We had a great show. We spoke to a couple of his friends, his close friends, people that just started working with him as well. It was off the hook. It was good. It was really good to be able to speak to them. So let's see. What do we do? Okay, I know what we do. We're gonna get into some music here. I got a few tracks that I want to play for you, and we're gonna get some interviews in. We're gonna have some fun. If you're out there and you hear my voice, feel free to join us in the chat room. Just go to rapfestradio.com. We're broadcasting like in all these different areas and testing new grounds today. So if you have an iPhone, you can download the Stickam, Stickam, S-T-I-C-K-A-M .com. Download that application and try to find us there at Rapfest Radio. You might be able to hear us. If so, I think we struck a little bit. Well, I'm not going to say gold, but we struck silver. We're working on striking gold on this one. You know, we're just trying to make it accessible to everybody so everybody could enjoy, everybody could be blessed, regardless of where you are, regardless of what you're doing. So, yeah, if you have an iPhone and you're sitting home thinking, oh, I got to bounce in a minute, try download the Stickam app. It's free. S-T-I-C-K-A-M is the site, stickam.com. But you could go to the iTunes store and download it for free, install it. Hopefully it all works and find Rapfest Radio there. We're broadcasting the same exact signal you hear here. There's probably just like a delay of some kind on that one. But let's see, what else do we have? Rapfest Radio is here in the building. Yo, let's get right into this track. This first track that I'm going to play tonight is called My Provider by Creator. You're listening to Rapfest Radio, rapfestradio.com. You will learn us because we are out of control.
Been about six since I dumped clips.
Everything I've done, places that I've gone, people that I've hung around when I know I was wrong. But I changed, now I'm the same. Recognize.
I'm
So many ways to go, so many things to see, so misunderstood. Some people hating me, don't want me to breathe, cause I speak life, tell you the truth and love. That's the gospel of Christ. Not here for the fame, not here for them lights, not here for your love, not here for the right. I'm here for the wrong, ain't here for the strong. If you're righteous, step aside, I gotta move on. I'm here for the weak, the ones who can't speak. Work hard every week and still feeling beat. You got a missing piece, you need that Jesus piece. And I ain't talking to chain, I'm just trying to explain.
Everything I've done, places that I've gone, that I've hung around, but I know I was wrong. But I changed, not the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was Creator. Provider is the name of the song. You're listening to Rap Fest Radio. Yo, we just have so much stuff going on. There's so many good things happening. And, you know, everybody is excited about tomorrow is the Kingdom Choice Awards going down in Brooklyn. So, you know, we're going to have fun, man. It's Brooklyn. What else do you do in Brooklyn but have fun, right? So we're going to be out there tomorrow. Anybody want to go? It's KingdomChoiceAwards.com, I believe, is the website. You can check it out. I don't know if there's still tickets left, but you can check it out. There's a bunch of stuff going on. I'm being given the Appreciation Award. I didn't know they appreciate it, but that's cool. I know they appreciate it. I'm just messing. But it should be an interesting night. They have a lot of stuff lined up, so we're going to check it out. In the meantime, let's get to some Jafire Life. This actual track that I use the instrumental over. Hold on. I can't talk over the brother. This is Jafire Life featuring Rob Hodge. Y'all hear this instrumental all the time when I'm talking. So I just decided, let me play the song. It's called Fire. Keep it locked. You listen to Rap Fest Radio.
On the same point, they ain't gon' like the sin. Nah, they ain't gon' like the sin. Put stripes up till they wanna fight in the head. Arms out, man, up in the party. Wise men all up in the party. Come take a dip in the barrel of light. Yeah, the rest on fire, set it up. Fire. Who the kid, no bling on his arm? Who the kid, no rings on his palm? Still shine like the sun when he come through. Banging that newborn king in the car. Right now you ain't found on the light. By the kid used to stay riding around with a knife. Right. Man, I don't focus on sales, I focus on jails. Got kids with a life big. I'm born again like big. So I ain't ready to die like bitch. Hell is hot like barbecue. I got life, all I need now is a rib. All I need is a soldier girl. Ain't afraid to throw a cross on a shoulder girl. When you ready for Christ, then you ready for life. Arms out, wise men, it's over girl. Shitty life in the air. On the same point, they ain't gon' like the sand. Nah, they ain't gon' like the sand. Push stripes up till they wanna fight in the air. Arms out, man, up in the party. Wise men all up in the party. Come take a dip in the barrel of light. Get the rest on fire, set it on fire.
Listen, homes, I don't play them games. Spit hard like I'm out of my brain. You know the reason. All day stay with light. Put a big to Christ. On milk and the cleanse, still teething. Come on, man, you know you hate me talking. Yeah. What can rob is a rebel like Stacey, y'all, man. From the boom to the tune. Put the socks in my room. To the boom, never will end. It's hot like it's June. So I pray Christ give me more. To the thug in the back when I act like CB4. And if you know what it's all about, just lift your hands to the sky and call them out. And if you live, man, see me walk. No robbers and Jesus. Freak like DC Talk. Wise men, arms out, man, no decoy. Rob Hodge and I'm back, I'm a soldier boy.
Rob Hodge and head, shitty life in the air. On the same point, they ain't gon' like the sand. Nah, they ain't gon' like the sand. Push stripes up till they wanna fight in the air. Arms out, man, up in the party. Wise men all up in the party. Take a dip in the barrel of light. The rest on fire, set it on fire.
Yo, Rob is alive, fire's alive. Matter of fact, better than that, God is alive. Let me be more specific, Christ is alive. Good and evil's about to collide.
To the world, to the earth, to the street. To the dog in the club with the heat.
Wise men arms out has now become
public enemy.
enemy number one.
Jay life in the air on the same point they ain't
gon'
like the
fire, fire.
Nah, they ain't gon' like the sand. Push Christ up till they wanna fight in the air. Arms out, man, up in the party. Wise men all up in the party. Don't take a dip in the barrel of light. Get the rest on fire, set it on fire. Jay life in the air on the same point they ain't gon' like the sand. Nah, they ain't gon' like the sand. Push Christ up till they wanna fight in the air. Arms out, man, up in the party. Wise men all up in the party. Don't take a dip in the barrel of light. Get the rest on fire, set it on fire.
Anthem time, yeah. Y'all. R. Swift in the building.
For the Lord, hard body. Yo, Swizzy, you know what it is. Let's take it back to the streets, y'all.
It's time to go crazy.
Yeah.
I'm still on that revolutionary theme music. Reach to them, hug the blocks till I bleed through them. No shame in my game, but just advocate. It's raining, staggering notes of the flow's adamant. So, admit it, he's no, has been in his tone. Matchless, so we won't lack pitch in his tone. Throne dweller who the block been dissing. In the chef's kitchen, mixing with the block been missing. So I ain't here to show ya how much I'm down with the culture. I'm about my pop's business. Yeah, I'm more focused than I ever been and won't let up under a plot pressure. He's my strength and I'm weak. No confidence in the flesh, so I don't lack strength in these streets. Hands to the plow, graveyard shifting. Enough said, time to free the dead from the prisons.
This is what I live for, nothing but the truth I give y'all, I promise.
To the basics, church lost passion, turned the backs to the faithless. Here few a number, but the word cracks pavements. Stay in the footsteps, I'm following the shallow when they chasing while a hollow grave awaits them. Gave them a breath of fresh air, but the industry saying they need it less. Lay it, won't waver, gotta tell them all the facts. My aim is to see the Lord reign, no umbrellas on the track. Since we find my lawless customs, no design to define the cloth I'm cut from. I'm a soldier, so dying is the minimal. Death before dishonor, rotting for my general. And I ain't gotta top your top five MCs that are alive. Still place life between lines and place my body on it till it's gone. Embody everything I'm on just to make it known.
This is what I live for, nothing but the truth I give y'all, I promise.
Some consider me dope, others consider me a joke. And stand clear of what my similes quote. Bottom line, no Christ, no hope. Gotta keep it 100 for you, I don't blow smoke. Cheer, I gotta push it to the wire. Can't stand by my man's ways, push him to the fire. They party like rock stars, but the vice gripped them. Now that's a heavy weight, so I can't be light with them. Cheer, I push power through this ink pen and hopes that before your ship sinks, this sinks
in. This is
in.
This is what I live for, nothing but the truth I give y'all, I promise.
So I ain't turning back. Featuring Flame right here at FS Radio. Tell somebody, log on.
Right now, baby. Yes, this is my 300 music. I'm about to get my Leonidas on, fam. Let's ride in, baby. You ride with me, baby. Let's get it.
I got my rule on my own. My head to the sky. I'm going in the battle with my own.
Let's get it, man.
And you can throw an ass anybody.
I'm on the real world right now.
And I ain't turning down.
I'm daily dying. Holy Spirit, keep your boy while I'm on the grind. Full on my own, cause I know them darts flying. And I'm through playing games, homie, I ain't lying. I'm walking out the way that I had as a juvenile. But this the plan that God had before I was a child. I'm walking in my destiny, and he protecting me. I'm eating at a table prepared for my enemies.
That's why, homie,
I ain't turning back. You hear me? I ain't turning back. Only thing I'm turning back, homie, is my fitted hat. So go ahead and get your gat. You can go and cock it back. When Christ froze up off the grave, and he coming back. And one day I'ma rise with him, meet up in the skies with him. That's why I'm willing to live and even die with him. Reppin' all over the world, my horn tied my with him. Even if it means our death, you know we ride with him.
I got my head to the sky. I'm going in the battle with my horns up high. And I'm through playing games, you can see it in my eyes. And you can go and ask anybody, I'm a ride. And I ain't turning back, I ain't turning back, I ain't turning back.
Flame in the church, about 17. Down the street, dirty thing. Down the street, murder scene. So our whole regime hit them knees and we went witnessing. I planned that the king, God's plan is redeemed. He brought my homie back. Now we back on the track, running the same race. We on the same track for the same God who resurrected his son. Reflect on what he's done. Ain't no backwards to run. Where will we go? Back to our grave. Leave a castle for some shackles and be a slave. They don't make no sense. No offense with the statement, man.
No offense.
That's just like a Jew begging for concentration camps. That's just like us black begging for segregation bags. That's insanity. Beautiful Christianity. Intruded the planet, removing all our vanity.
God
forgives, he flaming this.
We got our full on my head to the sky. I'm going in the battle with my horns up high.
That's right.
And I'm through playing games. You can see it in my eyes.
I'm still playing.
And you can go and ask anybody. I'm a ride.
And I ain't anybody.
Turning back. I ain't turning back. I ain't turning back. I ain't turning back.
I ain't turning back.
I ain't turning back.
It ain't no running.
Let's get it in, man.
I ain't turning back. Yeah. No.
They said it wasn't worth it.
Worth it.
That this was worthless.
Worthless.
Ain't none but hypocrites sitting up in them churches.
Never.
But I went to God's house and I found my purpose. Now my life's a sacrifice, fam, I'm living worse.
Worse.
Ain't none behind but death for me and enemies.
That's it.
A cemetery or a penitentiary.
That's it.
That ain't the way I want you to remember me.
Never.
Now they think of my Lord when they mention me.
Yeah.
Homie, this is Friday music.
Uh-huh.
Survivor music.
Survivor.
And I wasn't forced to do this. I was built to do this. And I know it's war ahead, but God gon' get me through it. And I brought my cross with me, gone and nailed me to it. Cause I ain't turning back. I don't care if they got 50 ratchets at me, bout to knock off my fitted hat. I ain't turning back. I don't care if they got 50 ratchets on me, gone and knock off my fitted hat.
I got my boot on my own, my head to the sky. I'm going in the battle with my horns up high. And I'm through playing games. You can see it. And you can go and
I'm
ask anybody,
man.
I'm a ride.
And ask anybody you want to.
I ain't turning back.
I ain't turning back.
I ain't turning back. I ain't turning back.
Yeah.
I ain't turning back. I ain't turning back.
Yeah.
I ain't turning back. I ain't turning back.
I got
no.
My
head on my head to the sky.
This
I'm
war
going
baby.
In the battle with my horns up.
And with this war time,
I'm through playing games. You
soldiers
can see
go to the front lines.
And you can go and ask.
But this
anybody,
one war we don't gotta ride.
Him not losing. I ain't turning back.
Because it's already.
I ain't turning back.
Turning.
I ain't turning back.
Then my God
I ain't
gonna win.
Back. I ain't turning back.
That's why we go in.
I ain't turning back. I ain't turning back. No.
I ain't turning back. That was Thistle featuring Flame. The song's called I Ain't Turning Back. Chronicles of an Ex-Hustler. Y'all got to get that. Anthem CD by R. Swift. You got to get that. Whatever's out there, pick it up. Support gospel hip-hop, Christian hip-hop, holy hip-hop, hip-hop with a purpose. Whatever you want to call it, go support. There's a lot of good artists out there. Check it out. Speaking of new artists and good artists out there, today we're going to be interviewing Frontline Movement. See, Frontline Movement has been established to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world through lyricism and music.
redefining the current times with God's guidance while serving as a well-trained army flows through the heart of the movement. The movement, frontline movement. I was listening to some of their songs, and there was one that caught my attention, and that's the one that I want to play first. I got a couple of songs I want to play before I speak to them, or during while I speak to them, or something like that. But right now, I'm going to play this one song. It's called Have Your Way by the Frontline Movement. Then we're going to get on the phone with them in a little bit. So keep it locked. You're listening to Rapfest Radio, rapfestradio.com. Join our chat room. There's people in there.
Christ, way too fresh. Me, way too blessed. No to death, that means we wait to yes, yes, Christ, way too fresh, fresh me, way too black, black. We said no to death, that means we wait to yes, yes. Yeah, I say the thing, I turn my back. Yeah, I pretty much turn my back. Across, have you heard of that? Well, that's what's on my back. I grind for new life, for souls that includes you, right? If you're out of the wheel, there's no life after you out of the wheel. Christ lived and died, rose from the death of the crucified. I got a question, if you die, where would you go? Could you oblige? Real talk is do or die, it's much bigger than you or I. Gotta be purified by the blood of the Lamb, or you gon' ride.
About him and see what he do. Flesh gotta die and the fly come out. Fresh gotta rise so the eyes come out. When pride appears, that's when the lies come out. My team, you already know what we about. Christ rose in three, now he lives in me. Because of he, we have life eternally. Talking to your spirit, not to your ears. Turn up your heart so your soul can hear. Excellence, that's what Christ wants from me. So if I say I'm the best, don't take it personally. I'm way too blessed to go back where I came. Been in my whole life, so it's like it's the same.
For as long as I live, you can have your way, no matter what it is. You can have your way. You can have your way, Lord. You can have your way. Okay, okay, okay. Have your way. For as long as I live, you can have your way, no matter what it is. You can have your way. You can have your way, Lord. You can have your way. Okay, okay, okay.
Believing that my actions are righteous. How can I be assertive making Christ relevant? When money through sunny, I ain't seeing the relevance. Why is life like this? Is struggling to let down. Just when I fill up, I'm waiting for the letdown. This is real talk, so excuse people bitten. But this is real life, that's deep in religion. So when the mist comes Christ, not angry or cantankerous. Took my hand, explained living truth in every sense. Holy Spirit directed my path. A GPS on the black braid with satellite graph. To this day, I'm still not perfect, but wanna be Christ-like. G1 and 10 or 84, excited by. Got my superpowers awful like a Pokemon. My trainer is the beast, having his way, gotta catch him all.
You can have.
Yo, you can have your way. That's right, you can have your way, Frontline Movement. You know what? I'm going to go into another track. This track is called Stop, also by the Frontline Movement. Then we're going to get them on the air. You still got time to tell somebody to tune into Rapfest Radio, rapfestradio.com.
Frontline. In the Benz, go.
Go, go, everybody go. Go, go, everybody go. Go, go, everybody go. Now everybody stop.
Something different, man. You know, I like the sound, I like the feel of it, I like the feel of it. We're gonna get on the phone with wait, Corey Redd and Precise track. Wow, Milk It. Where did that come from? Talk about old school. I don't know how that got in there. Sorry, guys. let me put a little instrumental piece up here and press play. There we go. All right, Joe. Let's get a front line on the line. Yeah.
Hey, yo, we bigger than this hip hop music biz. This
is bigger than pop, bigger. Bonjour. Yo, yo, yo. What's going on, man?
I think you have the wrong number, man.
Do I really?
Yeah, you just called in Valleyfield, Quebec.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to. Maybe I did get the wrong number. How are you anyway? This is a live radio show.
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing very well. This is a live gospel hip-hop radio show out of New York City in the Bronx.
I'm really sorry, man. You're on my cell phone, and I think you must be costing me a lot of long distance.
No, well, to me, it's fine because I get the calls. You know, I don't pay for the calls, so it's all good.
But I do. I'm sorry, man.
No problem. Have a blessed day. God bless you, man.
You too.
All right. Bye bye. That's how we do here. We make mistakes and we minister while we make mistakes. You know, that's how us Christians do. Let me see what I dialed wrong. What did I dial wrong? Ba-ba-bum-bum-bum-bum. Oh, that makes a difference. That makes a difference. That makes a good difference. Here we go. I was going to say, you sound a little different. Yo, what's up, man? That was great.
My man, Bert. Oh, classic moments in life.
Yo, wasn't that great there?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, TJ, I probably blew it with that number. Eek.
No. I don't know. I think I inverted the area code, so I was calling some guy. It sounded like he was in... Sounded like the help desk for Microsoft to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man, I can't believe it. Yeah, but that was... I was really hoping he had time... Because I would have just taken some more opportunity to minister to the guy, you know, say, yeah, you know, gospel, hip hop, blah, 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 where you from? Here we go, blah, 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 you know, the whole thing. He's like, I told him, I don't pay for long distance. He said, but I do.
That's crazy, man.
Yo, what's going on, man? We're excited that you guys are on the air tonight. You know, first of all, let me say, I'm really liking that track. Have Your Way.
Oh man, praise God, though.
I'm really feeling that track. I gotta be honest, minus the auto tune. I've gone through my whole auto tune experience already. Although it's subtle in the background, I could deal with it. You know what I'm saying? It's not like the lead on the track, man. But I was really feeling that. I even called Princess J earlier today. I was like, yo, I need to get my hands on that track. They didn't send it to me. Why are they holding out? You know, yeah. But those people in the chat room that are wondering if the missed call will be on the podcast, I don't edit. I just throw it straight up. So yeah, everything will be up there. Everything will be up there. Classic moments. You see, that's no doubt,
my man.
That's the way we roll. He's like, excuse me, I paid for long distance. That's why they have to hang up now.
I thought he was gonna take your pizza order real quick. You know what I mean?
I should have.
Yeah.
I should have. You know what it is, that we mess around with people so much that I never know if somebody's messing around with me, so I just keep rolling. You know, there's no way of me saying yeah. He said, yeah, I call Quebec. I figure, you know, PJ Quebec. Hey, makes sense. You know, it's out there somewhere.
Yeah.
So Frontline Movement. Tell us a little bit about what Frontline Movement is.
Well, basically, it was inspired from the Book of Judges. With the story of Gideon, and God basically just, you know, grabbed him from the bottom of the bottom and you know, gave him, you know, a mission to get on the front line and lead a onslaught, you know, against the enemy, and basically he was an unlikely candidate, you know, to be in that leadership position. This is Jay Legacy speaking.
Okay.
Also, so you know, we took that idea from the scriptures, and we see ourselves as, you know, unlikely candidates to be in the mission and will of God. So we call ourselves Frontline Movement, just basically inspired from the big story of Gideon.
Cool. Oh man, did I stop my session here? Hold on a second. I stopped some session in the background. I'm all by myself today. I'm like moving back and forth and trying to get all these things. I'm trying to get the iPhone apps working, Twitter and chat room. My wife is in Florida in sunny 85 degree weather, and I'm stuck at the FS Entertainment Center, and it's chilly outside, and my sons are in church. My daughter's with my wife. My granddaughter's over there. Brother E is in church somewhere. DJ Newman's probably DJing somewhere. I am so abandoned here. It's just me and my dog Goliath. You know, but it's all good. I give no excuses. But I love the explanation of the whole front line. It's really important because we are on the front line. You know, we put ourselves out there. That's the crazy part. You know,
He's like, who will take a step forth in my name? He's like, I'll do it. I said, what are you, crazy? He said, yeah, I'm crazy. We'll do it like that. So Frontline Movement, Frontline, how does it work? Frontline Movement is the main ministry, or is the name of the group?
Well, we're a collection of MCs under the banner of Frontline Movement Records. So we're not really a group, but we present ourselves as such just to, you know, remove any confusion.
Right.
But we're basically just a collection of MCs under the banner. So we're essentially going to move out and be solo artists eventually. But right now we're just, you know, we're helping each other to sort of, you know, get everything rolling, get the ball rolling, get everything moving.
Okay. So for now, the Frontline Movement, the groups that we're talking to, it's Jay Legacy.
Yes.
And Sean Israel. And Missing is Metaphor, which I was reading his real name sounds like an MC name to me.
Yeah.
Yo, what up, Mike Love? Chilling? Yeah, I'm chilling. You know?
I'm chilling.
But yo, that's awesome. So where have you guys, I mean, I see the list, but so the people could get a better idea of how long have you guys been together? Where have you ministered at? What's your goal? What's your ministry passion? You know, how did you get to where you are? What did you do before Frontline?
Yeah, well, definitely, for everybody that doesn't know, we're representing Virginia. We're originally from a college ministry down in Norfolk, Virginia, out of Calvary Revival Church. And we met in ciphers, you know, just spitting bars about Christ, man. It's like, oh, you're an MC? I'm an MC. So let's make this thing happen. So ever since then, man, we've been doing it probably about going on 5 years collectively. Between before we were in ministry together, separate from the church. So, you know, our mission ultimately, you know, after we get done MCing and all that, we're looking at doing some nonprofit stuff, bringing in youth to teach them everything that we learned on this process. You know, because when we jumped on this, you know, we didn't know anything about the business of music, how to establish a business, how to have etiquette in regards to recording and things of that nature. So what we're trying to do, we're trying to walk this path out of music ministry. Also, we can pass that information on to young kids, and eventually we're just going to be mentors. We started that process a little bit now at my local church. We started a ministry called J7 Frontline, which is, you know, cultivating youth to do what we're doing. So we got some young cats now, you know, who are inspiring MCs to get a chance to minister and just learn the ropes, you know, by observation and get the chance to write original songs and things like that. So that's the ultimate goal, to just pass the knowledge on to younger cats to keep the ball rolling.
Hey, man, that's awesome. I mean, because we do have to pass the knowledge on. It'd be selfish of us to just, you know, soak this all in for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Which leads me to ask, who mentored you guys to the position you're at?
Well, naturally, there's a lot of cats, you know, I will say, back at CRC, you know, in the college ministry, we had Minister Reggie King. You know, he sowed a lot into our lives. You know, we were some scoundrel and dirtbag type guys. And, you know, he just walked us with the love of Christ, man, and helped us grow. And all of us, you know, have grown tremendously over the last few years to where, you know, we're moved on from that church. But, you know, the lessons that we learned continue to go on. You know, Pastor Brian Gullins, you know, sowed into our lives. Back there in Norfolk. So it's really just that love that people showed us, you know, kept us on our feet when we went through struggles, especially being, you know, college-age individuals with a lot of life experiences, you know. So those two people right now, you know, are at the forefront of my mind, that really were there for us when a lot of things were going down, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Well, that's cool. I mean, it's important to have someone to look up to and someone that'll embrace you and take you in and kind of show you, not necessarily show you the ropes, but keep you away from getting burnt. You know what I'm saying? Because many times there are a lot of artists out there, and I've been struggling. My heart has been so twisted and turned these last few, I would probably say the last year and a half or so, just watching all of these. It's like reckless drivers, reckless ministries, you know? It's like, you know, it's like the drunk driving commercials. Why you let people drive drunk? You know, if you know they're doing it wrong, stop them. And nobody's stopping these guys.
Right.
You know, they're going out there, they're banging into trees, they're flipping cars over, and and we're rolling around like everything is okay. And it's our responsibility to be an advocate for the truth and to do things right.
Amen. You know, that's right.
And It's just, you know, too many accidents in ministry right now that really have me like twisted, and sometimes I just want to explode and say stuff, but it's just not of my character, to say stuff. People don't like me already anyway because I like to just say the truth. Hey, if I like it, I like it. I don't like it, I don't like it. I'm just going to tell you, you know, not in a bad way. You know, I try to say it in a nice way, but nobody wants to hear the truth, you know. Okay, preach it, brother.
Oh, man, I know how you get down, man. You know, like we talked about last time, like that mirror. Nobody wants to have that mirror in front of their face.
No, not at all. You know, because, you know, I want to be able to tell you, oh, I love that song, minus the auto-tune. And you shouldn't get offended. First of all, it's what I think, what I believe, what I feel. Who cares what I feel? I'm just one out of a billion, you know? You know, but at the same time, let's you know, be able to build each other and give constructive criticism and try to just get up to the next, you know, like, I don't want to go back, you know, 7 months into next level stuff, you know, where we haven't conquered this one. We haven't conquered this one yet, but we're trying to get to the next one. But anyway, going back, I was on Sonic Bids looking at you guys bio there, and there's a statement there that you guys write, and I just want you to elaborate a little bit more. For myself, like, what do you mean by this? It says, do not expect the same carbon copy formula that many industry artists replicate with the single-minded hope of perceived success and wealth. You didn't even know it was there, right?
Oh, yeah, I know it's there.
Okay. Yeah. You're like, wait, that's our bio? Hold on a second. Who wrote that? Get the manager on the phone.
Yeah, absolutely. That's just really talking about, you know, really when you look at, instead of hip-hop in general, you know, it's a big corporate machine, you know, and a lot of people's aspiration for jumping into doing music is to say, okay, you know, I come up from a disadvantaged environment, you know, I've seen poverty, I've seen, you know, some crazy things, and this is my outlet for getting rich. So as you hear in a lot of lyrics and a lot of people's interviews, you know, their whole focus of doing what they do isn't so much of a love of the arts or to spit an encouraging message to anybody. It's really like, okay, what's my bottom line financially with what I do? So with what we do, we're like, you know, we're not going into this, you know, with any financial gains in mind. We're kind of like, you know what, we're paying the cost to preach the message of Christ using the hip-hop form. So that's what we're going to do. It's like, we get no cheese for it, you know, we'll just keep on moving. I mean, Most MCs and ministers of the gospel, a lot of times, you know, we're operating in the red just because of the cause, you know what I'm saying? So the bottom line, you know, we ain't seeking no cake, you know, like a lot of cats, you know, just want to get the dough. You out here like, so you know what, we're going to pay, you know, with our lives and with our finances, with our time, and give that into the kingdom of God and just go full forth with it, no matter what the consequences are.
All right, I feel that. So in ministry, and in particular in gospel hip-hop ministry, the kind of ministry that we're involved in, how would you define success?
I think it really boils down to influence and impact. I think that if no one's being influenced and no one's being impacted, and you're not a highway sign pointing to God, and that, no one's taking that exit to get to God based on what you're displaying and what you're administering, then I think you failed. So at the end of the day, it's impact and it's empowerment as well. See, there's some of our songs are just based on empowerment. We want to empower the believers to keep moving, you know, keep encouragement, you know, keep focused on God, things of that nature. But we also want to influence the lost and help them come back to a relationship with God and just stir some things inside of them, saying, hey, you know what, maybe this God thing is something I need to consider. So I think at the end of the day, and some of those things are hard to you know, quantify, because, you know, we travel around, we go to different churches, but I believe at the end of the day, you know, if we don't impact anybody and we don't influence anyone and we don't empower anyone to move into a closer relationship with God, then we failed. And that's what success is for us. And because, you know, in the backdrop of things, we understand that this is a business as well, but we try to keep ministry at the forefront, not the business aspect. So in behind the scenes, you know, Sean is in graduate school. He's a full-time professional. I graduated with my master's degree 2 years ago, and I'm a full-time professional. Right. You know, Mike has graduated with his you know, his bachelor's degree. He's a full-time professional. So we're professionals in the background, and we're using that as our sponsors, if you will, to continue the ministry. So,
okay. So is your label considered a national label, or is it strictly independent at the moment?
Strictly independent at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you traveled outside of the country?
We haven't traveled outside the country yet.
Not yet. Okay. I'm getting to something. Have you done any TV shows and stuff like that?
No, we haven't done any TV shows.
Okay. Have you done concerts for, like, you know, 50, 60, 70,000 people?
Nope.
No. Are you successful?
Yes.
Thank you very much. You see how easy this is? You know, I wish there was somebody here so I could hit him, you know, because it's just that so many guys are focused on the wrong things.
Definitely.
You know, success for them is like, yo, they call me to rock at this joint over there. Oh, that's crazy. You know how many cats are trying to get in there and they call me? Yo, it's like I'm there. You know, and next thing you know, they're preaching all week, all month, all whatever time long on Facebook and MySpace and all of that stuff, saying, y'all going to be rocking here, going to be rocking here, going to be rocking here. It's going to be the greatest show on earth, the greatest show on earth. Last time I checked, the greatest show on earth was the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. It was a circus.
Over there was the elephant. Yeah, definitely.
But you know, it just kills me when people, you know, speak of certain things and not know the real definition of them. You know, go through unity. Unity if you listen to all the podcasts that are up there, and, you know, I wish there was a way we could search audio by typing in a word and find how many times I ask somebody, what does unity mean? Every single time it's a different answer.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've looked through the dictionary, and under unity, there's not 12 pages. It's not. And it's just, you know, it's amazing, and I appreciate the way you guys are approaching this. Now, what would you say, you know, what would you say is your next step in your ministry now? Like, you already have an idea of where you want to go, what you want to do, but, like, tell us, okay, let's say we already went through the past, how you guys got together. We kind of know what you're doing now and what your goals are for the future, but for the benefit of others that are perhaps seeking to move on to do other things with their ministry, what are your next steps?
Yeah, pretty much the next steps for us is, like I said, we're working on a couple projects right now that we're trying to get out. Really just, you know, formalizing the whole process into having organization and structure, getting those out, you know, out into the streets, online, everything like that. But really, once that's said and done, and once we're able to get that maximized, like I said, really, we're really concerned about how do we serve in our local church, how do we serve in the community, how do we take it beyond just music. Like we always talk, we're like, man, we're approaching 30. We're looking at 30 right now. We're like, you know what, we've been MCs since we're, you know, youngins. So it's like, okay, let's get this together. Then the next step is say, okay, how do we proceed as being ministers in general of the gospel outside of being rappers? You know, if we hang up the mic and say, okay, I'm not going to rap anymore, are we still going to be an asset to the kingdom of God?
Mm. Right.
So really a lot of stuff that we're doing now is regards to, you know, education, trying to say, okay, how much ministry courses can I take? What can I learn from local pastors and other ministers at different assemblies? And grow in those areas, because ultimately, I believe that that's going to be more beneficial, what we do outside of holding the microphone as an MC.
Right.
And cultivating those skills and developing in those processes that, you know, will be much better of an asset to help the youth out and anybody else that needs, you know, the love of Christ.
Amen. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, just to piggyback on that, and ultimately, like you said earlier, is that we want to sort of build leaders, the youth up, to be leaders in life, to be leaders in their education, to be leaders in every area of their life. So we want to build those attributes in our lives as well, so that when we recruit those young inspiring leaders and inspiring musicians, we're able to take them through a curriculum of training, and we're establishing some of those. We've looked at some of the courses and things like that that we're trying to put together, you know, down in the future. And we're going through the training ourselves, just so that we could take them through that and sort of build leaders and help them in life. Because I know that for us, we were sort of like what I like to call diamonds in the rough. You know, individuals right. with extremely, you know, passion, extremely gifted. They just don't have the right compass and the right people around them to help them flourish through a lot of the, you know, the muck and mire. So we want to sort of find those diamonds in the rough that are sitting in, you know, disadvantaged situations, but they're extremely gifted, extremely talented, but right. they don't have the right focus right now. They don't understand that those gifts and those passions and those talents are for God, not for to be exploited and to be used for, you know, whatever the world wants to use them for. So we want to, that's basically what our focus is, and we want to take that to a next level down the road.
Amen. I mean, and that's so important. That's something Brother E and I try to do here as much as possible is, you know, find a ministry or an artist. It doesn't necessarily have to be hip hop either, you know. Sometimes, you know, people are quick to put you in this box and say, you know, oh, you're a rapper. Yeah, I am, you know, but I also have a job. I also have a family. I also, you know, I play the drums. I play whatever, you know, do other things. That's not all I do. I'm not a representative of hip hop. I'm a representative of Jesus Christ. Hip hop is one of the tools that I use to represent him, you know, but it's important to find other ministries that are pushing towards something, and you can see it, you know, like mm-hmm. you, like either you've been there or you're going through it, and you reach out to them and say, yo, do you mind if I just help you a little bit? Because we all need that help.
Yeah,
you know, us that are older, we didn't really have that much help because we were kind of in the beginning stages of it. When I remember when I started rapping, I thought I was the only one. Mm-hmm. I honestly did, until I found, you know, the first person I think I invited to rap somewhere with us was Brother E.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking early 90s, you know.
Oh, I thought you meant 78. I'm sorry.
Well, back then, yes, but it was in the streets.
Yeah.
You know, but when we were doing gospel hip hop, it was like, you know, what, nobody understood what was going on, you know, so we didn't have anybody to come and say, I mean, there was the Michael Peace and the Stephen Wiley, but they were in our area, so we didn't have access to them. But now that there's so many of us, there's no excuse.
Right.
There's no excuse. So you guys, who goes to what church?
Yeah, I'm over at Woodlawn Chapel, which is a military chapel.
Okay.
So I'm like one of the few civilians there serving in ministry. So it's quite interesting. I just recently moved up from Hampton Roads to the Northern Virginia area from Calvary Revival Church. I was a member there for almost 10 years.
Wow.
And so right now, we just moved here this summer. So we've been, you know, going to churches, trying to find a home. So we're still in process, my wife and I. So we're still in process trying to find a, you know, a good church home now.
Hey man, I pray you find a place, man. I recently went through a church change, and I praise God. I'm really excited and happy at the church that we're at now, a Sanctuary Fellowship. Okay. It's awesome. People think I'm crazy because that church is more rock than hip hop.
Okay.
But you got to hear the group. I mean, they're off the hook. I've been.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. I think I'm not saying I'm converting to a rock head, but but it's good stuff because it's ministry and I value ministry. I don't care if they were playing a harp and a flute. I'm down with it. You know, as long as it's doing, you know, they're doing it right and they're doing it to worship the Lord and to mm-hmm. present the gospel, I'm in with that.
No doubt.
So what words do you have? If people don't know who Frontline, and make it clear, because someone had asked me earlier, Frontline Movement and Frontliners are two different ministries. Frontliners is from the New Jersey area and Delaware, and Frontline Movement is from the Virginia area.
Yeah.
So they're different. So for people that don't know you, and you know, what would distinguish your ministry aside from what you told us? Because when people hear you, they're not going to know anything about you when they first hear you, you know. So musically speaking and lyrically speaking, what would distinguish your ministry amongst, you know, from all the others that are out there?
I think one thing that distinguishes us to a certain extent, I mean, there's definitely overlap, is that we carry a balance between lyricism, wit, and passion. I think sometimes ministries are, well, artists in general have, you know, they're strong in one area, not too strong in the other area, blah, blah, blah. But we kind of bring the full package with passion, with wit, and with lyricism. So, you know, so we can meet, you know, different audiences' needs in terms of, you know, sometimes you may have an audience that just wants, you know, especially the complexity of the music landscape now has really changed since, know, back when hip-hop first started. So we're able to, you know, Mike Love sort of has like a old school feel to him. He kind of gives you some of that roots feel, some of that, you know, hardcore lyricism. You know, Sean kind of has the balance between lyricism and wit. He can give you with the punchlines, but he can give you deep lyrical oratory if you want that as well. I'm kind of a balance between both. So we kind of give, you know, we sort of can give you everything. And like you heard with the Have Your Way, we can get poppy as well. So we kind of give you everything. We're not really just boxed into one specific sound, but we kind of can give you a lot of different angles and feels.
Do you think that's an advantage or a disadvantage as far as record sales now?
Oh, man. I mean, in this game, record sales really are, who knows? I mean, this genre is really not even, I mean, everybody watches numbers, but ultimately, you know, I look at it like this. Most of the people that we're so-called ministering to our music, they would never buy a record, to be honest. They'll never buy a record, so a lot of times, you know, we have to give away CDs because we're like, okay, the ministry is dead. You know, this person has no reason to purchase this. You know, Christians will cop it from wherever they get it from, but the average person, they're not going to cop it. You know, music is so dumbed down now that, you know, if you look at it from that perspective, we may be at a disadvantage because we're really not, you know, we're not going to turn to Gucci Mane overnight. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, we're not going to be OJ.
I hope not.
and dumb down our lyrical content or complexity just to say, okay, I want somebody to purchase what I'm doing, because most likely that individual, they're gonna end up getting a free copy, you know, 9 times out of 10 anyhow.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, what Jay was saying is like, you know, our goal is because we're versatile in nature. Like I said, we have different backgrounds from music, different tastes. But you know, we bond like family, and we feed off one another. You know, we're very intense about our writing. You know, like Jay said, with the passion and saying, you know, we really take the craft of this art form seriously. You know, we really just want to put the best product that we can. You know, the sales, we're like, well, if I sell 5 copies, you know, and God is pleased, then, you know, we're okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So do you think, and this is a real general question just popping in my head. I don't have nothing written down, never do, except for your information. Do you think as a whole, Christian hip hop and selling CDs is maybe a waste?
Now, I don't think it's a waste. But I do think that because it's a new genre, and anytime if you look back, anytime a new genre hits on the scene, it takes a while for it to spark and take off. And
I'm sorry. It's a new genre that's been around for like 89, 90 was already, what's his name? Michael Peace was already out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really.
A lot of those guys will only are remembered by, you know, like if you look at just secular hip hop, a lot of the pioneers are held in honor and they're remembered, you know, with high esteem. But for the gospel industry, you know, gospel hip hop, a lot of the pioneers and the original artists, unless you were really a hip hop head and on the gospel scene, you probably don't even know them or remember them. So it's sort of like a forgotten generation in a sense. And now that you have cross movement, most people can't even go far, go beyond cross movement as far as historical gospel hip hop. You know, which is sad, but there was a lot of guys way before that was doing stuff way before then. You know, but I'm saying that as far as taking off and the spark that is taking place, only a few labels and artists have really taken off into, and even relative to the secular world, they haven't even taken off. So the genre is still being developed, and the craft is still being developed and still moving and it's growing. But I believe it does take a lot of hard work, and I don't think it's overnight. But I also believe that, you know, it's just one of those things you just can't give up on, because you can see the impact and you can see the influence and you can see the things that's happening in people's lives. So just to see one or two people change and influence and want to get to know us and step behind the scenes, see our lives, and we minister that way, just to see that at one or two shows, hey, I'll keep doing it forever if I can continue to have it.
I hear that. And just to, you know, just to bring some a little bit of not controversy, but just a little bit of, I don't know, to the conversation. So basically the secular industry, the mainstream hip hop, basically they give birth in 9 months and gospel hip hop takes 4 years.
Yeah. Well, I think it's one of the things, like, you know, Bert, when we discuss, you know, the, like I said, the commercialist, you know, kind of perspective. You know, look at the world standpoint and the resources that are put behind it, and the push and the grind and the, you know, because there's a degree of capitalism that's in play that pushes it to the forefront. It kind of can accelerate that process.
Definitely.
Well, what we're doing, a lot of times those, you know, we have an ultimate resource, which is God, you know.
Amen.
But from a standpoint of, is there going to be a mega corporation making sure that, you know, we're paying DJs for us to be heard? That's not going to happen. You know,
right.
So people are going to continuously hear, you know, what's being pushed to them through, you know, a capitalist machine. With us, it seems like, you know, we've made some giant strides in regards to Christian hip-hop, holy hip-hop.
Amen.
In general, that we're seeing over the years. It's like, oh, wow, I'm excited. But, you know, Bert, it's only recently that you've seen a steady stream of music videos coming out.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no,
so
it's true. I mean, and even these MCs, you know, if you listen to the documentaries, and they're always on, like, VH1 and those things, and they go into the life of the artist, and they talk about how when they first came out, it was a little mixtape that they did at home. They put it to the streets, and people heard it, till they finally, you know, worked their way through and in. I'm not going to say up, because it gets up after it gets, you know, it doesn't get... They don't blow up until they really blow up, if that makes any sense. But, you know, they get heard. So it's kind of like what we're doing. And my question is, I guess, you know, what do we tell an artist that is looking for that in gospel hip hop, you know, to get known like that?
I say you're in the wrong place, to be honest.
Right.
I mean, I just honestly believe you're in the wrong place. Because...
So is, okay, yeah, we're in the wrong place. So is there room, is there a place for gospel hip hop to quote unquote blow up, like most people say?
I think there it's possible, you know, because it's possible. But I believe that there's going to be challenges with it. But I believe it's possible. I think that what gospel hip hop is going is to a great place. It is going to a world renowned place. It is going to an international place. You know, Cross Movement and those guys are already traveling to different countries doing shows. They're already doing that stuff.
They're already retired.
Yeah. And, you know, they're doing it already. So it's not really, it's inevitable, you know. But I believe that it's going to take, you know, grounded and really solid individuals to get to those levels and their character is able to withstand the pressure. Because we all know, you know, historically speaking, once somebody gets big, their heads get big, and then pride gets big, and all this other stuff takes over. So, but we don't really want that to happen. We don't want to see a gospel Gucci man. You know, I don't want to ever see that. You know, I want everybody to be solid, you know, proud. You know, everything they're saying and they're doing is solid. You know, I just think it would be a despicable thing for us to just take gospel hip hop because it's big and exploit it just for capitalism. I think it would be sad.
Right.
And another thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, another thing, Bert, it's also like, compare, you know, the world system versus what we're doing. It's almost like, in a regular hip-hop realm, competition lends itself to growth. And what we're doing, competing with one another, doesn't lend ourselves to growth. it's a whole different philosophy. You know, that's why it becomes ever so important for us to put our heads together, put our hearts together, and say, okay, what's the bottom line for what we do, and how do we help to grow this genre?
Right.
So once we start competing, like, you know, 50 Cent compete against Jay-Z, it becomes vocal, it gets out there. That may help them because people are interested in that conflict.
Right.
For us, it doesn't behoove us to do it, so we have to take an entirely different approach in order to make sure that our music genre grows and is sustainable.
Sure.
So, and once we get on that same page and say, okay, let's all, you know, put down the petty arguments, let's put down all this stuff, let's say, is God going to be glorified with what we're doing? How do we help one another? How do we pick up another brother? How do we link up, you know, musically and non-musically, progress this art form? You know, once we get there, you know, in totality, you know, we'll see some fruits. But our goal can't be, you know, we can't come out and say, yo, my goal is to be 50 Cent. You know, I want to be that guy.
Right.
You know, because ultimately our heart will force us to compromise to do possibly what he had to do to be him. Mm. So once our whole mindset is say, okay, I don't want to be 50 Cent, but I want to progress the message of Christ, lift God up, then, you know, God will open the door for some great things to happen. But we just have to keep that the central focus.
Definitely.
Right.
Definitely.
Well, and I think, you know, I guess my mind is always wandering into different questions. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, we always say, all we need is one person to get their foot in the door and we could all go in and and make this happen. Which sounds, it kind of makes sense, right? I mean, You know, if there was that true spirit of, and I'm not saying this bad about anybody, but if there was that true spirit of unity, or we all in this together, like as we say, you know, if I figured out a way that we can get, you know, 50,000 people to a concert every week and sell 1,000 CDs, let's say, for any artist that shows up, guess what? I'm telling everybody.
True.
You know, because that's ministry. 50,000 people, I'm sure it's not going to be 50,000 Christians every week. You know, it's going to be different people. You know, so basically, if there's resources and stuff that we have to share, that becomes part of the whole unity thing. You know, the book of Acts, they shared everything.
You're right.
Nobody needed anything. Yeah. Whatever you needed was theirs. Like, yo, I need this. I'll take off my shirt. Here you go. You got a shirt. Whatever you got. Now, in you know, piggyback on that is, we have people in the right places already, or that have done stuff already. For example, Grits has been, their music has been played in countless movies, countless TV programs. T-Bone, who went from you know, rapping concerts to doing movie acting and soundtracks and stuff. The guys over at Syntax Records, how many of them are on the, you know, Xbox and PlayStation games that all the kids buy, you know, on the soundtracks. That's amazing. NBA Live, and it's them. You know what I'm saying? KJ52, his music is played on TV shows and stuff as well. So there are people there. So, I mean, it's not a question that we could possibly sit down here and say this is the answer. It's just a thought. Like, where does the rest of the genre fit in, or have we maxed out and we're done? You know,
I don't think we're maxed out. I think, you know, God is going to open up doors for some other brothers and sisters to make moves like that. We just got to keep laboring. You know, we really have to keep laboring with the right focus and, you know, really a pure heart about what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God will open up the doors. Like, I applaud all those brothers who get the opportunity, like Braille on the NBA Live, you know, doing the thing.
Definitely. And when you look at their story, they have a lot of grind that they put into that.
A
lot of labor behind the scenes. And, you know, a lot of people, they forget about that, you know.
Right.
It's not an overnight success thing. I mean, it's not overnight. It's a hey, you got to go to those churches with no sound system and just a boom box, and you got to keep ministering. And you got to continue to do that stuff. You got to
hustle. Exactly. You know,
and that's one of those things, like, you know, we've been joking over the last few years. It's one of those things that, you know, unfortunately, a lot of saints, we treat God like he's a leprechaun. Like, you know, we can sit on the couch all day, you know, writing rhymes or doing whatever in our life, and that, you know, that pot of gold is just going to jump in front of us and we don't have to do anything.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We all know about faith without works, you know what I'm saying? So we got to get up off the couch and make a couple moves in faith, do some things, and it'll happen. But a lot of cats, you know, get discouraged, or for whatever reason, you know, sit around and say, hey, God, what am I going to be like the truth?
Yeah.
But, you know, it ain't ready to put that hustle in.
I tell people all the time, I said, after you wrote that song, you know, God has given you the inspiration to write that song, you recorded in the booth, now the work begins.
Right, right.
Now the work begins.
For sure. So, for sure. It's not a self-moving thing. It's not like one of those, you just throw it down the hill, it just keeps growing and growing on its own. You
know, exactly.
It's definitely something that has to be worked on. Like my pastor, Pastor George, says, nobody was created to do nothing.
you got to do something.
You can't just expect it to be, you know. I mean, it's good to expect it to be, but you got to do something. There's some action to be taken. But my last comment from, you know, statement or whatever is, I personally believe that the reason that gospel hip hop has not blown up yet is because the cast of characters that we have at the moment are not equipped to handle what comes with it.
The cast of characters.
That's a real good point, man.
That's interesting, though. Honestly,
what am I going to do with $17 billion if I get signed?
Yeah.
You know, to a movie deal that's going to be a four-part sequel movie, and my song is the lead song there. First of all, my church life is destroyed because I'm going to be on the road recording, touring, previews, and everything. I'm not going to be able to come to the local churches anymore because I don't have time. My family life, unless, you know, we're all flying together, you know, and kids start doing whatever they have to be around the family at all times, the family life is a little bit taken apart. You know, your life changes. And I honestly don't think that, and I could be wrong. I just love to make statements, and hopefully somebody listens to it on a podcast and sends me an email telling me off like they usually do. I honestly think that the people that are here right now doing this, I'm talking from the top to the bottom, are not equipped spiritually, perhaps mentally and physically, to handle the pressures that come along with it.
Yeah.
You know, when the after party starts and everybody's drinking and smoking and sexing up, where are you? What do you do? How do you profess your Christianity? Can it be done? Oh, no doubt. You could be in the middle of a bunch of sinners and shine your light in that darkness. That's the only reason that we're called light, is because we're called to be in darkness to shine, because light and light does not shine.
Yeah.
So
I think, but when it comes down to, like, you know, what you're saying with spiritual maturity, you know, people that, like, we talk about losing focus. When people go into this, is the focus to say, okay, no matter where I go, I'm going to shine my life for Christ, or is it that I'm going to shine?
Just
in general.
Yeah. Right. The last part of the sentence gets taken off.
Yeah. The last part gets,
the font gets too big, and it goes on to the next page. You don't see it.
And I think that's what happens. I think people, and then we see it. You know, holy hip hop is a microcosm of the church in general, the body of Christ. It's a part. You know, you just see it in local churches. You know, people forget the whole point about what they're doing, and they say, "Oh, I get to sing in the choir. I get the solo. Cats fighting over solos. Cats doing this." Because they want to shine and be seen, I think. And that's when you start walking on deadly territory, when you say, I want to be at the top of the game. Because, like I said, you may just end up start compromising, and you forget why you're doing it. Even though you're professing Jesus, you may be talking about yourself the entire time and giving yourself the credit for it.
It's tough, man. I mean, we spoke a lot of tough. I love to listen to this back, not to hear myself speak, but to learn and to grow. Because I listen to it, and a lot of these thoughts naturally are inspired by whatever we're talking about at the moment. Like you said, we never spoke before and said, let's talk about this tonight on the radio. It's going to be really good. It's just, you know, because as I interview, I listen and I learn as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to hear what are different ministries doing, and how are they doing it, and how are they coming up with different ideas, and, you know, where are we going? Are we going anywhere, or are we just sitting in a car? You know, doing nothing in a driveway somewhere, you know, in a garage. Right now, I feel like, you know, to me, I think Christian hip hop right now is just sitting in the garage. The engine is on, and we're sitting in the garage. And you know what happens? You die.
Yeah.
It's something else
I want to bring up, bro. Peep this. It's like, okay, another problem we have is that when someone does reach a certain level of success, the hate starts.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I said. We can't handle it.
Yeah, for example, okay. I was reading about this
today, but I remember when it first happened, like when Mr. Dale, when he signed his $1 million distribution deal for his music, the amount of hate that it became
The Ye of Little Faiths popped up.
Yeah, it became the biggest debate. Like, oh, well, Mr. Dale, he doesn't glorify Christ. You know, and it was like, well, this is what you say you want to be, to minister the gospel, you know, and he's been afforded the opportunity to get his music into possibly hundreds of thousands of people's hands proclaiming Christ, and we're hating on him because he's afforded the opportunity.
We're hating on him because we always say we're going to go to the next level, but we want to be the first ones there.
And you know
what's confusing about the whole thing? What's really confusing about the whole thing is that you have the enemy over here. He's building up a genre. I mean, he's building up a secular music empire with all different type of, I mean, at any genre you name, they have from A to Z, any style, any type you want. You can get it however you want, Burger King style. We get over here into the gospel, and that's why I say when you get into gospel hip-hop, we need all type of artists. We need all type of flavors because the empire has to be that, you know, that type of variety. You just can't have just lyricism or just this, just that. You need also, we promote other artists. Hey, buy this guy's CD. We go to a show and we may not have any CDs left. We tell them to buy this guy. You know, Sean Slaughter. Buy Sean Slaughter's album. Hey, that's hot. Because we have it. And we promote other artists. And I think that spirit should go along with everybody. Right. Because if not, who's going to, I mean, because everybody know you buy a CD. I don't care if your CD is really hot. After a while, it's going to get old. Yeah. And they're going to want something else. See, you're not coming out with another CD in 3 months.
Exactly.
So they're going to have to buy something else. So
I do better than that. I go to a concert and rock, and I just sell Sean's CD from the beginning because I know it's going to sell more than mine.
Exactly.
You know, that's called business, man. That's called business. Yeah, you guys rock.
Like,
but
Sean, I'm selling your CDs, man, for 11. No. I bought them for 10.
But it's one of those, you guys rock, but who's this on the cover? Oh, man, exactly, on fire. The rest of us burned back there, you know. But now I hear you, man, and I appreciate the conversation. And I know we did. I personally think we covered your ministry very well, which helps us. And one of our goals here on Rap Fest Radio is, I want to talk about your music, but I want to talk about what you guys are up to, because now when someone sees Frontline Movement Records or the CD or CD Baby, iTunes, wherever it's at, they'll say, okay, those are the guys that are educated, have full-time jobs, love the Lord, work ministry in their church. They have a good concept of mentoring and being mentored, and they value ministry for what it's worth. It's not about the dollars, not about the CD sales. They value souls getting saved. You know, that's what I want people to buy off the shelf. Not hot music, because hot music, trust me, you could buy so many tracks that are so hot. You could go to Kanye West right now, and if you have the money, buy the track. It's going to be hot. Because, I mean, he already, you know, he's in the end of the mix of what people are listening to. So it's not about the music. It's not. And that's not just a cliche. It's not about the music. It's about the lifestyle behind the person who's bringing out the message. And that's where we're losing our focus, where we're getting really wrapped up in the track sounds hot. But we're not understanding who these artists are. So people are just slipping in with no kind of backbone or anything. They just wherever the industry takes us, we go.
True.
So anyway, yo, I got to start wrapping this up because I got to call Lil Lala in a few minutes. So last words from either or both. Or you want to spit a little acapella something? I'll stop the background music. It stopped. Go ahead. It's on you.
Great, Sean. You dudes may be packing the Mac in the back of the act, but band across your back is much tougher than that. Target and practice, spit like long on bat spins. Christ dismissed the clean triple beam, ready to measure. Narrow is the path like the strand of a feather. We just getting the cooking. Can you handle the pressure? I am not judgmental when I hit you with boots, circumvently examining. When I hit you with looks, perpendicular handling. These planks of wood and grafted in the end. You shoulda, woulda, coulda had it. Some think I'm out of my mind, misunderstood. My madness, but I was under the hood. Dead in my sin, needles of immorality.
sat in my skin, living false immortality. I had to repent, had to resist the negative pull, gravity grasping at me. Then I went under that water, came up, John the Baptist.
Yeah, it seems like everybody claiming they God, like they were the ones hanging, like they gave up their y'all, like they took the Roman punches, they won't batter than scarred. So how they better than Jesus? They ain't battle at all, please. Hey yo, how they divine? What's the reason, dude? Ain't about love, guess what? I ain't believing you. Why I'm gonna trust a dude to cry like me, get shot, the dude die like me? That ain't God, nope, that's a facade. They just make believe, they ain't God, they ain't make disease. Make the world from spoken words, spit poems of life, astronomical calculations only Hova can write. They ain't place all the galaxies in orbital routes, couldn't even deliver life if they was ordering out. So in order to get in order, you gotta call with your mouth and say, Jesus, I really need you, he'll turn you around. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Keeping it real live on Rap Fest Radio. Yo, man, I appreciate you guys. I thank you so much for, you know, for sharing your honest thoughts about this music. I really do hope that people, you know, paid attention and understood that, you know, if you did say anything that sounded a little off tune, is because I made you say it. the music is hot. I have the tracks. I'm going to keep them on rotation. I'll be playing them every once in a while as well. Especially Have Your Way. That's my favorite now. So, again, keep us posted. Where can people get in touch with you?
Early. MySpace.com/FrontlineMovementRecords. Or you can go to www.frontlinemove.com.
Frontlinemove.com or MySpace.com/FrontlineMovementRecords. Yes, and you can get in touch with Frontline Movement. Remember, that's three MCs. Are there any other people? It's just you three.
Yeah,
that's Jay Legacy, Metaphor, and Sean Israel in the building in VA. Half car will travel.
Early.
Yeah, if you're looking for an MC, especially if you're in the VA area looking for new artists and you're listening to this, give them a call. You know, new artists, meaning not that they're rookies, but that's, you never heard of them before, give them a shot, you know. That's how we all get in. And definitely, if you're ever in the New York area, give us a call and we'll see what's going on and see where, you know, where you fit into the program.
Yeah, man. Bird, love you, man. Appreciate you for having us, man. We definitely keep you in prayer, man, to keep pushing the ministry forward, man, doing some great things for the Lord, man.
Definitely, amen.
Man, appreciate it.
Amen. Thanks so much, guys.
Yes, sir. Be easy, man.
All right, peace. There you go. Started off with a wrong number. Ended off with a great interview. That was Sean Israel and Jay Legacy. Frontline Movement. Remember, MySpace.com/FrontlineMovementRecords. Or, I think I said it right. Or Frontline Move on the FrontlineMove.com on the website. All right, we're going to be speaking a little la-la in a few minutes, so let me just get one of the tracks loaded up here. This track is called Worship. You're listening to Rap Fest Radio on RapFestRadio.com. I know, that's not the sound effect we're supposed to have. You're listening to Rap Fest Radio, RapFestRadio.com. You will learn this because we are out of control.
Worship you,
not her, them, or even us. He's so powerful, created every man from dust. So if you're not brazen, I don't know what to say. Cause you're crazy, bruh, like a Milky Way. He's the chief shepherd, forever king of kings. He offers proof to people who all believe in him. Omnipotent, see how we change Paul. How about John? Matter of fact, la la. Yo, you don't know what you're missing. I shed a tear when I think of his blessings. So I
worship you because of who you are, not what you do. You're great and awesome, new. We worship you with love and humbleness. I worship you because the thorns in your flesh. I worship you because you're powerful and worthy. No one on this earth can do what you've done for me.
That's Lil Lala. We're going to be speaking to her in a few minutes. Next track is also hers, called Rise. So keep it locked.
The beauty in barber shops. God's got a higher calling for all beliefs.
for me and you. He is the truth and the way. John 13:6. Confess with your mouth. Romans 10:9-10. Okay. Are you ready? Well, yes, sir. Get and ride with us. There's nothing like living for the kingdom. Nothing but love. I get excited, man. When I think about building the kingdom up and kicking, saying out, I will go.
Have a cow. More great music coming up on RapFestRadio.com.
Yes, you're listening to Rap Fest. Whoa.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it.
Oh, all right. It's cool. Yeah. You're listening to.
Yes, it's all right. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about
okay,
it.
Okay, why did you press that?
It was by accident, man.
I was in the middle of really, saying something. Why did you press that?
No lies. It was by accident. I didn't mean
that
to.
That wasn't needed.
I didn't know you were about to say something. I'm sorry. Oh, goodness. Don't worry, we'll edit it out later. Don't worry, we'll edit it out.
Rap Fest Radio. Not too sure what we're doing, but, whatever.
All right, who let the cow out?
Yeah. Who let the cow out? I should have played that we don't know what we're doing thing after I called the wrong number earlier. That was too funny. All right, check it out. I'm going to try to get on the phone with Lil Lala because I know she's at work and she only has limited time for this break. Hopefully she'll be able to answer the phone and we can talk to her right now. Hopefully. Let's see. Maybe not.
Call is being answered by voicemail.
All right. I hung up. And I will just play another track. Yeah. Actually, I got to make a few announcements here while I wait to call Lil Lala. Let's see. Where did my announcements go? Okay. Announcement number one. October 31st in Philly is the release party for R. Swift's CD called The Anthem and Everyday Process Out of This World. That's right, they're celebrating them together. So you got to check that out. If you go to MySpace and look for R. Swift or Everyday Process, you'll find all of the information. But that's October 31st at the Mitchell Auditorium in Philadelphia. Check that out. November, the first Friday of November, is the Bread Factory and the Boogie Down Bronx Sanctuary Fellowship featuring Ozias Reign and Runaway. There'll be a dance battle, live music from a DJ and all of that stuff. Let's see, what else? Oh, you know what? I know. I'm going to call Lil Lala in about 5 seconds. But I'm going to play this track first. Let's call 5 Seconds by Canton Jones. We'll be right back, all right?
I'm about 5 seconds away from giving you the most amazing praise. I'm going to give you 5. I'm going to give you 4. Everybody go wild, go wild, go wild, go wild, everybody go. but that won't faze me, cause of the way he's always by my side in situations I'm facing. My praise is crazy. Wait, I said that before. I guess it's deja vu, like Beyonce and Jay-Z. My praise ain't lazy, cause when things are hazy, the ghost guides me just like Patrick Swayze. Oh yeah.
Go wild. That's right. We're here. We're trying to get in touch with Lil Lala, but apparently, you know, she's at work. She works with youth, and she was supposed to take a break at a certain time for us to call. She's in California, so that's like 6:30 her time, 9:30 our time, but apparently she must be really busy. However, if for whatever reason we don't get her on the phone tonight, we will try to get her on the phone on Monday. Monday, we're also going to be speaking to Hood, which stands for higher something. What does Hood stand for? PJ, I forgot. Oh my goodness. Highest order of discipline. Highest order of discipline. That's what it is. Sorry about that. On Monday, we're going to be speaking with Hood, Highest Order of Discipline. I got some of his music I'm going to be playing as well on Monday for y'all to check it out. And like I said, if we don't get Lil Lala on a interview tonight. Come on, Bert, wake up. If we don't get Lil Lala on an interview tonight, I think we're going to get her on an interview tonight. Nope, not her. Someone else. But yeah, we'll definitely try to get her up on Monday. Hold on, let me see if this is her. Nope. Yeah, we'll definitely get her in on Monday. Let's do that. We'll contact her and let her know that we'll set it for Monday. If that doesn't work, we'll set it for another day. Next Friday, I probably won't be doing a show because my wife and my daughter and my granddaughter come back from Florida, so I gotta pick them up and do everything. So we'll do that. However, I do want to get into this track that snuck into my playlist earlier and almost played. It was Corey Redding Precise called Milk It. Tomorrow, it all goes down in Brooklyn, the Kingdom Choice Awards. There's going to be a bunch of stuff going on. It's like from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. There's a red carpet event or something like that that's going on. And then there's an after party, and then there's the awards, and there's performances. And there's so many details. Go online, go to Facebook, MySpace, whatever. Google search Kingdom Choice Awards at the Kumble Theater in Brooklyn, and you'll see the information there. I don't have the specific flyer in front of me. I'll be there tomorrow night. Should be a lot of fun. should be something different and interesting for me. I haven't been to any awards since Holy Hip Hop Awards, I guess. So that should be something cool. But you definitely want to check that out if you're in the New York City area. But all right, this is what I want to do. I'm going to play this track. Corey Redd and Precise is called Milk It. This is a throwback, going back. Milk It is definitely a good track, something you want to hear, something that snuck into my playlist earlier. Y'all heard a little bit of it. So keep it locked. After this track, we'll probably come back and call it a night. Rap Fest Radio, y'all.
What is the source? Been the minister, preach, lyrical soldier, MC, mic controller, rep for Jehovah. For fear this might fly over your head, neck, and shoulder. We break down with these soldiers while we bump your Range Rover. Truth broken down to the ground. Ghetto sound, gather round. Christian men getting down for their crown. Used to be filthy, paid to see guilty. God came, filled me, killed me, kicked milky. Tracks for the sheep block, lying on the block, acting strife, and your life just got but one shot. Blessed be my God, do you refuse to acknowledge? Too smart, mad that you done did a year of college. Still reaching out for your soul in a destructive cause, trying to free you from this evil world, seductive force. Recital being spilled, poor milk, listen close. Hurt, pain, guilt can be healed, one dose. Solid food for the mature, so we just came in here to milk it.
Easy now, milk it, easy now, milk it.
Milking does the body good, the milk you getting filled with.
Filled with the milk, it, easy now, milk it.
Food for the mature, so we just came in here to milk it.
Easy now, milk it, easy now, milk it.
Milking does the body good, the milk you getting filled with.
Filled with the milk, it, easy now, milk it.
Now what's this all about? What's this milk we raving about? Why we screaming shout? Want me break it down, baby, no doubt. Broken down, simple formula. Christ be the message, got you bouncing, but we wanting your milk. Steady transforming ya, sip your sip daily. Real platoon care, no cartoon, be too barely. Lactose intolerant, you can still swallow it. Jesus milk got me hollering, baby, you following? Some only sipping it. If they really knew, they'd guzzle it. We only milking it, cause the meat may be too puzzled. Solid food for the mature, so we just came in here to milk it.
Easy now, milk it, easy now, milk it.
If milking does the body good, the milk you getting filled with.
Filled with the milk, it, easy now, milk it.
Food for the mature, so we just came in here to milk it.
Easy now, milk it, easy now, milk it.
If milking does the body good, the milk you getting filled with.
Filled with the milk, it, easy now, milk it.
Mankind, current position. Hatred, jealousy, strife, somebody listen. Lifestyle, immorally, orally, you're physically killing me. Slow from head to toe, spiritual misery. Final price tag, body bag for my soul and body. Joe Smith the Gotti, got a hold on everybody.
Jesus saves milk.
Killed that hole that was holding me, remolding me. Once a dirty man, he saw the goal of me.
Milk born again.
Management handle me, shine just like a candle be. Devil under my feet like my sandal be. Can Christians get down for their crown? Yes, we can, kid. Milk the good news to inform you understand. In this world, demanding truth. John 14th chapter, verse 6. Hear the truth for here and hereafter. My master, only way to life and sin forgiver. Precise, only deliver. Jesus Christ, the milk giver. Solid food for the mature, so we just came in here to milk it.
Easy now, milk it, easy now, milk it.
If milking does the body good, the milk you getting filled with.
Filled with the milk, it, easy now, milk it.
Food for the mature, so we just came in here to milk it.
Easy now, milk it, easy now, milk it.
Milking does the body good, the milk you getting filled with.
Filled with the milk, it, easy now, milk it.
Music lovers.
Great music right here.
Stop all day, every day.
On RapFestRadio.com.
I got a guy I can boast about. I got a guy I can boast about. Why we ring your best shot? Let me see what you got when the facts all point to him. Whoa, I got a guy I can boast about. I got a guy I can boast about. Whoa, I know where I'm going when I die. No need for the fear. It's the jam of the year. Who can't compare with the things he say? His wordplay is tight, speaks and makes light. All in the sky, he's the ultimate creator. None could be greater, he's the crusader. You wanna challenge him? I never heard a more insane thing. Men can't bring enough shine to offset his glory. And that's just the start of the story. Space measured with the span of his hand. Everything is a part of his plan. Fully sovereign,
He's great when he knows your thoughts. He can even read into your heart and knows what motivates you. Knows what you love and hate. Even knows everything about the girl you date. He's the start and the finish of the line, and the one who made the beginning of time.
I got a God I can boast about. I got a God I can boast about. Why worry your best shot? Let me see what you got when the facts all point to him. I got a God I can boast about. I got a God I can boast about. I know where I'm going when I die. No need for the fear. This the jam of the year.
Tell me, who can carve out mountain ranges? Zip forward in the time beat. Born in a manger beat. 3-1, the whole tri-unity. Preach to the world that we shouldn't die foolishly. Dig ditches in the surface of the planet. Fill it up with H2O and make granite. Crush cold depots and make diamonds. Gave QBs the skills to win Heisman's. Make fish with gills that breathe water. Gave a voice box to birds to sing.
La-la-la.
Enable logical thinking. This world is sinking. God is still reaching into the hearts of a world gone wild. Gave enough evidence to prove his benevolence. These are the facts of the life that we live, and it's right that we stop and repent.
I got a God I can boast about. I got a God I can boast about. Why worry your best shot? Let me see what you got when the facts all point to him. I got a God I can boast about. I got a God I can boast about. I know where I'm going when I die. No need for the fear. This the jam of the year.
Yo, fire bombs in the sky, we call stars. Fourth rock measured from the sun, we call Mars. Everything beholding all the glory that God made. It's true when I read Genesis, like God say. From the way that your hair grows out, to the wind from the north to the south, to the way that our brain takes info, the way we got info. Christ is the only way, that is all I gotta say. We got truth and justice, all of this points to the God that made the substance. Faith is the evidence, hope's what we hold to. Steadily we wait to the day that he comes through. Keep the eternal, hats off to the God man in the journal. Dodge the inferno, and all of this is creation. Dropping it real on the Japanese nation.
I got a God I can boast about. I got a God I can boast about. Why worry your best shot? Let me see what you got when the facts all point to him. I got a God I can boast about. I got a God I can boast about. I know where I'm going when I die. No need for the fear. It's the jam of the year. I got a God I can boast about. I got a God I can boast about. Why worry your best shot? Let me see what you got when the facts all point to him. I got a God I can boast about. I got a God I can boast about. I know where I'm going when I die. No need for the fear. It's the jam of the year.
Alright, so this is the deal. The live interviews is basically done for tonight. We will be hitting up Lil Lala on Monday. Apparently, I think she has some kind of emergency at work, so she wasn't able to make this interview tonight.